Fascia is an absolutely amazing system. Years ago, most people didn't know what fascia was. Where today, if you're in the health, wellness, and fitness industry, most know what this term means. Hi, my name is Deanna Hansen. I am the founder of Fluid Isometrics and Block Therapy.
And my name is Quinn Castellane. I'm the VP of Block Therapy and Deanna's nephew. Welcome to the Fascia Masters podcast.
Fascia is the connective tissue that holds our entire body together. The fascia system is involved in every aspect of your health, from pain, size and shape, how you age, athletic performance and recovery, and even managing trauma and emotions. The list goes on. When you learn how to decompress your fascia, you experience incredible changes to every level of your being.
The Fascia Masters podcast discusses everything fascia and is dedicated to empowering you with the knowledge you need to become your own self-care advocate. In this episode, we share the results of our concussion protocol. We are very excited as every member who participated had an improvement in all 11 categories that we tracked. If you or someone you love is dealing with the side effects of a concussion, you want to watch this video. So sit back and enjoy this episode. Welcome to another episode of the Fascia Masters podcast. Okay, this is really cool because we are now looking at the concussion protocol follow-up data. And you have it printed off.
I do.
We're looking at all of this. We had 13 people. I believe there's like 12 that perfectly followed through with everything.
11, actually.
11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to just jump into it because we've talked about concussions, protocols to help with concussions and our perspective on concussions. But now we need to share this because this is incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
All right.
Let me just dive in.
Let's just dive in. Okay. So let's do a very quick recap. So where were people when they started? You mentioned that people could have had a concussion years ago, months ago.
Yeah, it was totally like 13 people that have any post-concussion symptoms, regardless of how long ago it happened and how many times it may have happened. And they were all women, but they were of varying ages.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it was crazy because we basically did a 21-day program.
Yeah.
So the nice thing is yes, this is the data after only 21 days. So that's exciting in and of itself because as they continue to move forward.
21 days is not a long time.
It's not a long time, no. Okay.
And I also just want to clarify, what are some of the examples that you gave as a protocol? So I know it's obviously block therapy. You had them working directly on their eyes, which is new.
Every day they had to do eye work. So fascia decompressions in the eyes themselves. Mm-hmm. So of the 21 days, 2 days a week, we were focused on the foundation.
Okay.
And then focused in the arms, the core, and then quite a bit, of course, in the head and the neck and the face area.
Right.
But every single day we had them doing the eye work. So that was the different component compared to, you know, other protocols.
And a quick recap on what you brought everybody through for the purpose of doing fascia decompression is to help pull stuck inflammation out of the head, out of the brain, and just to start regulating the systems.
Yeah. And I'm reading this fabulous book right now by Jodi Cohen. And she has the essential oil line, which is amazing. We're actually going to be doing a discussion with her in July. So she has an entire chapter on the vagus nerve. And we are actually supposed to be in the parasympathetic state 80% of the day. We can only heal when we're in that state. The majority of people are in the sympathetic state 100% of the day because we've got this adrenal overblood.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I can't even talk right now. Override. And because everybody's that upper chest breather. So they're not activating that parasympathetic nervous system. So that's all part of this process is getting people to be able to regulate their body properly so that they can get into that healing response. Mm. And just, you know, what's so exciting is seeing the changes from the eye work. And I think I mentioned this on the last one that we did, but what was really striking with the photos was the fact that, because again, we only spent 2 days a week on the foundation. The changes in the alignment from the side perspective was mind-blowing. Like everybody had moved back onto their heels and were so straight, more so than those who are following the lower body protocol, mm-hmm. where, you know, it's all about that lower body foundation. So the eyes spoke so much to the changes in how we move our body, how we hold our body. Mm. So if, again, those eyes have been jarred out of alignment, and they're already, I mean, again, none of us are aligned properly. So then you have a jarring whiplash or concussion or whatever, and then those eyes get jarred further out of alignment. Now that's how you're moving forward through time. Mm. So yeah, it was truly fascinating. But I'm going to dive into some of these numbers now, because this is, and you haven't actually seen these, have you?
I haven't.
So this is all a big surprise to you.
It is.
Okay.
And I cannot wait. You just told me that it's pretty remarkable.
Pretty remarkable. So the participants answered a questionnaire of 11 symptom categories, rating them on a 0 to 10 scale prior to starting the program weekly and at completion of the program. Mm-hmm. The participants were asked to rate these symptoms: headache, dizziness, fatigue, irritability, anxiety, noise sensitivity, light sensitivity, sleeping issues, blurry vision, memory loss, and ringing in the ears.
Okay. Wow.
Half of the participants saw at least a 25% improvement overall in the 11 categories.
Wow.
Like, that's
wow.
remarkable. Half the participants, a 25% overall.
That's insane.
One third saw at least a 50% reduction in headache, mm-hmm. fatigue, and memory loss.
Wow.
A quarter of the participants saw a 50% decrease in dizziness, irritability, and noise sensitivity. Mm. A half of the participants saw 50% improvement in sleep issues and blurry vision. Mm. Close to half of the participants saw 50% decrease in anxiety. And on average, the protocol led to a reduction of all symptom categories we were looking to improve. And that's in 21 days.
Wow. Read that last sentence again.
On average, the protocol led to a reduction of all symptom categories we were looking to improve.
That is absolutely insane.
Yeah, that really is.
Wow. So kudos to AU for developing this.
Thanks.
And putting together that really unique, profound concussion protocol, and for all the participants in it. So now, because there was such great success with this, and obviously concussions, it's not like everybody has experienced a concussion. It's quite a select few of people, or select people.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, how many times as a kid did you fall and bang your head? And it, I mean, it might not have been significant enough for you to have observed anything in that moment, but
some sort of like head trauma.
Yeah. Like we whack our heads, we get into car accidents, and it might not have been a crazy whiplash where you had, you know, certain symptoms that were like, you know, enough to get to the doctor.
Right.
But still could have affected you.
100%.
I mean, even incorrect alignment, you know, that's going to create problems with your head and your brain and all of these things, because it's blocking blood flow.
Yeah, it's like a slow collapse causing, which could probably cause and lead to similar symptoms.
Well, and that's the difference between the formation of scar tissue from injury or surgery and the formation of adhesions
right.
over time from incorrect posture and alignment.
Absolutely. Great parallel. So you are creating a concussion, is it a program, protocol, challenge?
It's a protocol. So it's a 21 day. So basically what I put them through is now in our membership. So people can...
That'll be going in shortly.
Yeah, it'll be in between Christmas and New Year. So probably when this podcast is aired, probably around that time.
Yeah, and this is 2023, the year, in case people are watching this at a later date.
Yeah, so it's available. So, I mean, if anybody's listening and is interested, we still want you getting through that starter program first, because that teaches you how to use the tools and how to navigate your body properly with this process. And then it's a very select protocol, and it can be done repeatedly. It can be done, you know, as a one program, and then you can do other programs, and then you can go back to it. But I really recommend anybody and everybody go through this, because again, just the change in what happened with eyes. So even if you haven't had a head injury of sorts, that anxiety, like the changes in the anxiety, I mean, all of it, and especially the sleep issue. In fact, of all 11, sleep issues was the biggest change. We actually have a graph showing the sleep issue was the biggest change. And that's when we heal, is when we sleep.
100%. That's like, to me, the biggest thing, because out of all the health gurus out there, biohackers, they're all saying that A, if you can just focus on improving your sleep, getting a really well-rested sleep every night, everything is going to change. Because yeah, like now that's where you heal. That is when you heal. So this got me thinking, and this is funny because these are discussions that Deanna and I have, obviously, like just one-on-one, but this is something that we should be doing for all of our programs. We should have maybe 10 questions rated at 1 to 10 before they start. And that could be the starter program. That could be any program. And then when they complete the starter program, we have a newer version that we're going to be uploading in the next couple months or so, which is going to be 12 classes rather than the 9, and have people fill someone out before and then fill out the exact same one after, and do that for even all the programs stored within the membership. And that would be really cool data to gather and to share. And then that's something, again, this is a private conversation, but we're having it on a podcast. But then we can share that with people who are interested, and just to say, like, hey, this is what our community's saying. These, like, scale 1 to 10, what's your sleep like? It's a 4. Maybe after it's a 6 or 7. Like, that's a huge change.
Yeah, it is.
So that's like a 30% change in sleep. Like, that's amazing. But anyways, that would be really cool. I love all that. Did you have that in mind for the concussion protocol in the membership?
To have that data?
Yeah. Or to
have a job from? Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that we need to post that. But yes, we should actually have a job form so people can fill that out prior.
Yeah, and have more people going through it. Because again, as you mentioned, people who haven't necessarily said, I have had a concussion, but just people going through it, let's see how their vision, their dizziness, their sleep, et cetera, has improved after 21 days.
Well, and the reality is, of all of those symptoms, probably most people have some of them anyway.
Exactly. I think people would for sure have at least 3.
Yeah. Minimum. And what's wild too is, I mean, again, we had a range of ages, but we had, you know, some ladies that were in their 60s and 70s and the vision improvement. Mm-hmm. So like that alone, like, why wouldn't you
want
to, you know, clean out those eyes? I mean, when we're like anything, when we're putting pressure over time, we're increasing flow, we're pulling out those toxins. So, you know, we shared with people along the way that initially your vision may become a little blurry. So we had you doing it at night in bed before going to sleep. In the morning, if you felt it was okay to give it a try, then we would tell you every day to wash your eyes with cold water to clean them out. But that's the thing. It's so simple. So once you learn how to do it once, it can become part of your daily routine. Yeah. And again, it's like 3 minutes. Like, let's put that pressure into this space so that we can clean it out. And you might have, you know, acid feeling tears coming out as those toxins are coming out. Or one of our members, actually, she just shared yesterday, because I'm continuing monthly with this group, I just want to, you know, see how we continue and what they're doing and where we go with this. But she said along the way she got what she said was like a wart or something that looked over top of her eyebrow, so she just kept working on it and now it's gone. And it's like, yeah, like, stuff's leaving, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see what other community members will experience just in general, whether it's out of the 10 questions that you had, but just to share any kind of feedback that they noticed or that has improved over the 21 days. Like,
well, we have the form. Valuable. It should just become part of the, you know, like, mail them the jot form and get them to fill everything in before.
Wow. That is so cool. I am so impressed with everyone who followed through and noticed a difference and a change. Impressed with how you put that all together. Like, it's just,
well, and what's cool is it happened because of my eye stuff, right? So right. Like, here's using, like, you know, the pain and suffering because I'd been working so much on the eyes, and as much as, again, I've shared many times what I'm going through, the positive changes were worth it.
Yeah.
And so that's what created this program. And just, you know, that's why I love having these community chats, because it just was one of those in the moment things where I'm talking about my eyes and then I was mentioning it and it was like, let's try this. Mm. Let's do this. So, yeah, I'm very, very pleased with the outcome.
The impromptu, unplanned stuff is always the coolest.
Yeah.
Wow. Would you say that there's anybody that, I guess I could just use the word like a contraindication to anybody doing the...
eye work?
The upwork or anything... Yeah, sure. Let's say the eye work, but just following the concussion protocol.
No. Just the same thing as we always do, the breath rule, except if you've got contacts, make sure you take them out before you do the eye work.
Even like a severe concussion as of recent?
You start in the core. You get the breath strong. I mean, that's the most important thing. So we start with the vagus nerve class. Mm-hmm. And that's a lovely class because it helps to really connect you to that parasympathetic nervous system. So again, as long as people are able to, as their breath allows, then that's the only contraindication is if their breath doesn't allow. And if that's the case, then reach out and we'll give you alternate ways to approach things.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody's listening and just wants to get started, like on our YouTube channel, if you're watching this on YouTube, there are free positions that you can start right now. Belly position, there's lower body, upper body, core positions that we share. And you'll be able to find that in addition, just honestly, like getting that sampler program for $9,
yeah,
that's going to really give you a good understanding of what fascia decompression is like, that it's not something to fear at all, even though we become pain seekers, because we're essentially just looking for pain in our body we're unconsciously aware of. And that's just such, like, just going back, this is circling to like the most simplistic component of block therapy. Where you feel the pain or where the issue is, let's say it's a concussion, it's not necessarily you want to start in the head. That doesn't make sense. You need to get the breath going, but then you need to find areas in your body where, hey, right now I don't really feel pain in my body. But as soon as I start laying on the block or on a rolled up towel, I start finding pain. And that's the pain that we are not consciously aware of, but we need to release it, and that can help release other areas in the body to improve the flow and to find the causates to your pain or to your issues.
And the reality is if everybody pushes hard enough anywhere, you're going to feel pain.
Yeah.
And it was funny because when I was working on patients all the time, I would, you know, start diving in and people would say, wow, like, how did you know where the pain was? And I'm like, because it's everywhere. Yeah. You just got to go deep enough and you're going to feel it. No. And I mean, like, as soon as we fall out of balance because of the way that the fascia, the netting pulls everything, every cell is not perfectly aligned. Like there's not one, you can't have one cell in its right position and all the other ones not, because they're all connected and tied together.
Yeah.
So everything is out of alignment. There's a low level of adhesion throughout our entire body. And then they become denser, those adhesions, the more, you know, we get pulled down toward the earth. Yeah. So that's the thing, is we're just, put your thumb in your thigh right now and it doesn't take much to, okay, I feel pain there.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. But again, we want to bring those cells up to the surface so that we can communicate, and they can communicate with us.
Yeah.
And we can then, you know, respond accordingly, because if we have all of our cells giving us information as opposed to 10 or 20% of our cells giving us information, we're going to have a very different perspective on what life looks like, because we're going to get caught in those cycles of memory and patterns of behavior, as opposed to looking at each moment as a unique experience. Mm. And that's the beauty. If we can do that, then there's the trauma response rectified.
100%. I remember I said this to you years ago, but it would be so cool if there was some sort of scan, like a full body scan, where you could maybe set it to different like levels or layers, where it's like, it does a scan and it sees where your main adhesions that you need to work on. That, and I know you said like, well, I can see that. And I'm like, okay, well, we're
that up. Would be a thermography though. I mean, like when you learn
from
how
an inflammation perspective, absolutely.
Well, a temperature perspective, because thermography reads tissue temperature.
Okay. Well, so, I guess that kind of is it.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm just thinking, looking at, like, let's say you see the skeletal system, but then other than that, you just kind of see all of these different webs and lines and adhesions all throughout the body. And it's like, wow, you're left psoas. Like, you can't necessarily see that because it's so deep in the core. But that's a major issue where you need to start with, or your feet are just frozen and they're riddled with adhesions. You then, like, I could see that being something, just thinking off the top of my head, being very, very cool if there was something ever invented in the future where it was more fascia related and showing you that. And then you can kind of change it to another layer where it, like, looks a little bit deeper. Okay, now that you've taken the three main areas, let's say, make it simple, and you've started to release that, where's, like, the next big areas that we need to focus on? That would be kind of cool.
I think that's accessible totally with thermography. We just don't have them here in Winnipeg.
Why not?
Because, well, they used to, and then they don't allow them here anymore.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Can we not buy one?
I'm not sure. Actually, we might be able to buy one, but they're very expensive. But we've got Tammy in New York,
yeah,
who does the thermography. She gave us that beautiful before and after thermography image.
We should go there. And just, like,
Tammy, we're coming to New York to see you.
Yeah, sorry, totally self-invited. But bring, like, maybe 10 different people.
We don't have to bring them. There's probably 10 people in New York.
You know what I meant. Not say, hey, come with us. But, like, find 10 people in New York. Hey, let's all meet up. Let's do, like, a pre-sketch. What's so funny?
Just a funny conversation.
But no, it would be cool. Like, get 10 people, they do a scan, they do a 21-day program, they revisit the scan, then let's see the
results. We don't actually even have to go there to make that happen.
I realized that made no sense. I spoke too soon. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But that would be really cool. But similar, if you could do that with the, like, doing that for concussions or head trauma, like, you would likely be able to see more inflammation in the brain or anywhere in the body and where you...
Well, that's what they do. On. And that's the beauty of it is you, I mean... We always talk about tissue temperature. So, I mean, there's supposed to be a balance of proper temperature throughout the body. Mm. Yet, when areas are cold, you're going to have areas of inflammation. It's kind of like hypermobility, hyperrestriction. People that are hypermobile have areas of hyperrestriction because it's all balanced.
Yeah.
So, same as tissue temperature. Mm. So, we are overall colder than we should be, but then we'll have areas showing this chronic inflammation that's continual because of that. So, we need to balance it out and make sure that just that blood is flowing properly, like the river flowing in Winnipeg and in July compared to now.
Yeah, totally. So, other people who have, let's not call it concussions, but let's say tension headaches, migraines, cluster headaches, whatever it is, this would help.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, if you think of it, even if you fall and you land on your hip and your head isn't involved, it's still involved. Mm-hmm. You know, your whole body's getting a jarring.
Yeah.
So everything is going to be affected when you fall. In fact, when we were doing our Sparkling Hill retreat, couldn't believe it. So first morning, wake up, just about to go and teach 3 days in a row. So I'm in this dark room, it's 5 a.m. and I'd been working on my eyes. So I got up, I splashed some cold water on my face and I was sharing a room with Heather and my bed was the further one away from the bathroom. So I turned the light off after it's been on and I've washed my eyes. It's pitch black and I can't see a thing. Mm-hmm. So I know where the bed is that I have to walk by, but I forget that there's a bench. Mm. So as I'm walking, I whack my right knee on the bench and I literally from a standing position landed flat on my hip. Woke up Heather from the sound of me landing. I rolled onto my back and she's like, are you okay? And I'm just like, I just need a minute. I just needed to breathe because I was like, oh my gosh, like, what did I just do? I'm just about to teach for 3 days.
Yeah.
And I was like in total shock. It was so incredibly painful, but I mean, no kidding. That jars your entire system. Mm. So, I mean, yeah, we need to reset the eyes. We need to reset all the body, the cells. And that's the thing too. If we don't reset the eyes, they're part of our whole system.
Yeah.
So if they stay out and we're doing all of this other work, you know, they're going to be the thing that's going to keep pulling us back.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's
through the eyes. Like that's everything you see, obviously.
Yes.
Comes through the eyes. So even making all these changes in your body, if you're, I don't know how to word this, like it kind of made sense in my head, but like if you are pulled to looking more to the left, let's say you had adhesions, maybe your left eye is pulled more to the left, that's going to throw kind of everything off. Like you need to balance out the eyes and that's going to cause asymmetries and how your proprioception can be off. Yeah. Like everything can kind of be off. So
These are just cameras, right? And they're given that information. So, you know, if one eye can't, I mean, again, they're going to move together. So if you're always looking with your head down to the left, there's going to be, you know, that change of alignment of both of them. But yeah, like how that's going to give information and how we're going to perceive that information is going to be dependent on what's coming through the eye. Again, even just like closing one eye and walking around the house, your whole center of gravity is going to have to shift so that you, you know, don't tip over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely incredible how we're so connected. And this protocol, I'm so excited to get this in the site and people to just to start doing it, because we haven't put in a new program in a bit. So I think people will be very excited about this.
Yeah.
So yeah, any head trauma, migraines, issues with the head, this program sounds like it will give at least some sort of results.
One of the coolest outcomes was one of the members got off of her CPAP machine.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was really exciting. She said she wanted
to explain to the viewers what.
If you have sleep apnea, that's the machine to help you breathe at night. So when she decided she wanted to try getting off it, because it's cumbersome, right? I mean, like, it's loud. You're sleeping with headgear on. Like, it's no fun. And also, not only that, it's doing the breathing for you. So like any brace or any kind of thing, if you're not doing the work for yourself, you become weaker in that. She decided she wanted to try, you know, not having to use it. And for the first couple of days, she said she got a bit more of a headache, to be expected, because you're
not pulling in as much oxygen.
Right. And then she said within 3 or 4 days, you know, gone, and she hasn't gone back to it since. We just did another follow-up call like a month prior, and she's off of it.
That alone is life-changing for people.
Totally.
Like, imagine every night you have to get hooked up to this machine. And
well, and even for your partner, if you're sleeping with somebody, I mean, like, chances are you're not going to be sleeping in the same room anymore if you were before, because that will affect the other person's sleep. And yeah, so very, very cool stuff.
Absolutely incredible. Very, very exciting stuff. I'm excited to see more of these results coming through when we put these forms in the site.
Me too.
And just doing that with different programs as well, because that's huge. You need to track your data. You need to track your progress to really know, because you see yourself every day. You live with yourself, obviously, every day. When you're making these minute changes on a daily basis, after 21 days, like, you could be making a ton of progress, but then you look and you're just like, well, I think I feel some changes. But when you really track it, you're like, oh my, like, sleep is improved. I am not as dizzy. Like, my memory seems better. Why is my vision a little bit more clear and not as foggy?
And what was really cool is, so they sent the initial information in the JOT form, and then we didn't send them what they had sent us. So most people had forgotten of the 11, like, what numbers they did. So it wasn't like they were looking at their initial number and saying, okay, I was an 8 out of 10. Now I'm a 4. It's like, no, just what are you in the moment? So it was like real time, real, like, I mean, so there was no ability to even try to compare in their brain. It's just like, where are you now? Where are you now? So I felt that was the best way to just get the most real results.
So cool. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
I don't think so.
That was very cool.
Yeah.
I'm very glad we did this updated podcast on the concussion protocol, because that information is so important to share, and it's going to give a lot of people hope who suffer with head traumas, with concussions, headaches, any issues with the eyes, the head in general. And yeah, to get started, again, check out our site, blocktherapy.com, or our YouTube channel, our social media channels. We share a lot of free content. And yeah, again, if you're brand new, getting that sampler program is like a pretty ideal start. Obviously, the starter program is like, that's our main block therapy program, where you get the block, the main program. Then you get a 14-day trial in there, so you can test out some of the daily guided programs we have within the membership. But again, if you can get that sampler program for $9, 9 classes, that's going to be a pretty ideal start. And that will conclude this episode.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. That was amazing. And we'll see everybody next week.
Bye, everyone.